Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Aleph, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Amid Beis, Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Nachman. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Mahara ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindle, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're continuing along in the sugyas that deal with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And today's daf is going to discuss many important halachos in the Shulchan Aruch of Kiddush HaChodesh. So just to be poiseach with what we already know, and that is, once upon a time, Beis Din was the one that determined when Rosh Chodesh was. Today we have a calendar, but it wasn't always like that. Rather, the prevailing Beis Din HaGadol would make the determination when it should be Rosh Chodesh. What did they make that determination based on? Pashut, two Edim, had to walk into Beis Din. They had to say that they saw the new moon. If they turned out to be kosher Edim, they were cross-examined, Beis Din would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and that would determine that that day was Rosh Chodesh. Now, after Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, it was incumbent upon them to now spread the word. Before the world of communication like we live in today, it was very difficult for this news to travel, and it clearly took a very long time. So the Mishnah said that there was a system that was set up where Beis Din would send shluchim out to all the different medinos like this. They would know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. Now, why was it so critical for them to know when Rosh Chodesh was? Because if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, then you don't know when Yontif is. So we have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. So like this, we'll know when Tezvav Nisan is to start the Yontif of Pesach. You have to know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. So like this, you'll know Yud Tishrei is Yom Kippur and Tezvav Tishrei is Sukkot. You have to know when Rosh Chodesh Kislev is. So like this, you know when Chaf Hei Kislev is, like this you know when Chanukah is. So the Mishnah said that there were 6 months where it was very important, it was very critical for all the Yidden to know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and it was during those 6 months that there was a system that was set up where they would send shluchim. Now the reality is that these shluchim couldn't arrive on time for Yontif in all the different kehilos where the Yidden lived. So wherever they were able to arrive, that was great, they arrived. But what about a Yiddish kehila that's really far away from Yerushalayim, where there's no way they'll be able to get to those places on time to notify the Yidden when Yontif is? So those Yidden had no choice, but they had to keep 2 days Yontif. And it's really from there that was born the concept of the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. The Yontif Sheni Shel Galus was based on a suffix. It was based on the fact that the Yidden, the Chol Mekayim Sheheim, sometimes had no idea when Rosh Chodesh was. And because they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, they had to keep 2 days Yontif. Now, what was the svara to keep 2 days Yontif? Maybe keep 3 days Yontif. It's because, really, even though these Yidden didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, but they were able to narrow it down to one of 2 days. Meaning, it was either the 30th day of the previous Rosh Chodesh, or it was the 31st day of the previous Rosh Chodesh. And the reason is because a month can be either 29 days or 30 days. It can't be 28 days and it can't be 31 days. So really, the Yidden living in Galus were able to narrow it down to 2 days. So they knew from whenever the previous Rosh Chodesh was, either count 29 days and day 30 is going to be Rosh Chodesh, or count 30 days and day 31 is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Now, they don't know, is it day 30 or day 31, which means 2 weeks later, when it's Yontif time, they still don't know. So like this, they ended up keeping 2 days Yontif. But the point is, the reason it was 2 days and not 3 days or 4 days is because even though there was a suffix, but at the very least, they were able to narrow down the suffix to 2 days. So the Gemara is going to begin now on that note and really make a rather obvious observation. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Zera said in the name of Rav Nachman, Kol Sveika, anytime there was a kehila that didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, and as a result, they didn't know when Yontif was, and now Yontif came around. L'kameh Shadinon. So what they did was, is they always kept the day Yontif that was being kept in Eretz Yisrael, plus the following day. In other words, says the Gemara, the chameser v'shitzer of dinon, but our baser loy of dinon. So as it relates to Pesach, or as it relates to Sukkot, Pesach is Tesvav, it's the 15th day of Nisan. Sukkot is the Tesvav, it's the 15th day of Tishrei. So Mishum Sveka de Yoyma, they would keep the 15th day, and they would keep the 16th day. That's what it was. As opposed to what? As opposed to keeping the 14th day and the 15th day. Or maybe the 14th day, the 15th day, and the 16th day. The way it works, Sveka de Yoyma, which is the way we do it up until today, is we keep the day that's being kept in Eretz Yisrael. Today we know all the facts. We have a calendar. Afalpike, because of Minig Avisena Biyodeno, we keep a second day. But what's the second day? It's always the following day. So the Gemara says essentially what Rav Nachman was saying was, Kol Sveika L'Kamei Shadinon, in English, it's day 15 and 16, but you don't have to worry about 14. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, meaning, why don't you cheshmin also the 14th? Now, what are you going to tell me? The reason you're not worried about the 14th is because we're able to narrow down when Yontif is to 2 days. Because we're able to narrow down when Rosh Chodesh is to 2 days. We know Rosh Chodesh is either 30 days from the previous Rosh Chodesh or it's 31 days from the previous Rosh Chodesh. So why would you have to also keep the 14th? To also keep the 14th would mean now you're suspect that maybe there's really 3 days that you have to reckon with. What would be the third day? There's no third possibility. Says the Gemara, no, there is a possibility. You know what that is? Dilma chasrua la'av v'chasrua la'elo. Meaning, if you knew for sure when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. So Rosh Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh before Chodesh Tishrei. So then you can count 30 days or 31 days, and you know for sure one of those 2 days is Rosh Chodesh. Snooze to count another 2 weeks, you know one of those 2 days is going to be the first day of Sukkot. I understand you're able to narrow it down to 2 days. But how do you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was? Weren't there kehilas maybe that didn't even know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was? And maybe Chodesh Av, which is the month before Elul, was a chaser. And if that's the case, and Chodesh Elul is also a chaser, you have back-to-back chadashim that achaserim, that would mean that when you're counting 30 days, really it's 29 days, which means that maybe you should have to cheshbin day 14 as well. So mehecha teisa, you have a right to narrow it down to 2 days. Right, we take for granted, narrow it down to 2 days. Yeah, that's okay if you know when the previous Rosh Chodesh was. But what if they didn't know when the previous Rosh Chodesh was? Maybe they assumed the previous Rosh Chodesh was a male, but really it was a chaser. Maybe they were back-to-back chasers. And if that's the case, you're off by a month from the previous month. You're off by a day from the previous month. Now you have a suffix, which 2 days it is. So now there's 3 days you have to cheshbin, not two. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, Trey Yarchi Chaseri Kola Islo. No, because really it was very uncommon for there to be 2 months back-to-back that are going to be Chaser. And if it ever happened, it would have a coil, and the assumption is that all the Yidden would have found out about it. Usually it was Echad Mali, Echad Chaser. That was the Seder, and if somehow it veered from that, there would be a coil. From the fact there was no coil, they knew they were able to narrow it down to 2 days, and that's why it's Chameser v'Shitzer, but you don't have to worry about Arbeser, Chameser, and Shitzer. Says the Gemara, Levi Ikla L'Bavel. Levi once came to Bavel b'chatzah b'tishrei, on Yud Aleph Tishrei. So he came to Bavel the day after what we know as Yom Kippur. Amar, and he saw that the Yidden in Bavel, for them, it was the day after. It was Mimachras Yom HaKippurim. It wasn't Yom Kippur. So he said, Basen Tavshila de Bavloi B'yoy Merama de Marava. He says, wow, the food tastes so good in Bavel when it's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, what had happened was, is the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, the Bezden HaGadol, had been Ma'abr Chodesh Tishrei, which meant that Yom Kippur was a day later than what the Yidden thought it was in Bavel. The Yidden in Bavel had been working under the assumption that Mimois Ezra ve'elach lo'imatzino elam over. So they assumed that Chodesh Elul was a chaser, which means they had a cheshbon of when Yom Kippur was supposed to be, when Yom Tishrei was supposed to be. But it turns out, unbeknownst to them, the Beis Din HaGadol had been ma'aber Chodesh Elul, as infrequent and as rare as that occurrence is, but sometimes we know what happened, and that is exactly what happened. They had pushed it off a day. So when Ula comes, and he knew what had gone on in Eretz Yisrael, he arrives on time for Yom Kippur, and he says, the Olam is eating on Yud Aleph Tishrei. Now, they think it's a Vachin de G'day. But the truth is, it was really Yom Kippur. So he said, Basim Tavshila de Bavloi, sarcastically. He says, wow, the food tastes really good on Yom Kippur. Amri Leh, so they told him, what do you mean? Because Bezim was really Ma'abed Chodesh, and you're telling me that today is not Yud Aleph, today is really Yud. So he said, Asid, so why don't you tell us? Now, what gave Ula the credentials to tell them? That's the Mishnah, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadashim HaShulchan Yotzim. You see, they used to send Shulchan out. So they said, Ula, why should you be any worse than any other Shadar, any other Shulcha Dirabanan? Come and notify us. No, tell us. Say what all the Shulchan used to say. It's like this, we'll know when the real day is. Meaning, like Ula was saying, what should I do? You know, I can't help it. Listen, It is what it is. What do you mean it is what it is? Ula, you could do something about it. Acid, testify. Amar Lusi told him, Leishamati mipi bez de mekudesh. We're going to see on Amid Beis that there was a halacha as it relates to 2 months of the year, Chodesh Tishrei and Chodesh Nisan. The only time the shluchim were allowed to go out and notify was if they heard with their own ears that the Bez Din HaGadol said the words mekudesh. They were mekadesh the Chodesh. But if they only knew about it or they anticipated it, but they didn't physically hear Mekudosh, then the halacha is they would not be able to notify any of the Yidden living in Galus. The months of Tishrei and Nisan are very sensitive months in the sense that all the Mayadis are totally in it. And therefore there was a gzeira almost put into place. There was such a din that the only time you're allowed to testify and tell the Yidden in Galus that you know Bezin was Mekadosh the Chodesh if you actually heard Mekudosh. And being that Ula never heard it, so Ula didn't have the right to be a Shadar. Another classic Gemara. Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the following, Kol Heichad Amati Shluchei Nisan. Any place, any land where the Shluchei Nisan were able to arrive, but the Shluchei Tishrei were not able to arrive, they have to keep 2 days Yontif even on Nisan. Because if they're not going to keep 2 days Yontif on Nisan, we're afraid they may not keep 2 days on Tishrei either. So what does this mean? So we said that there were some cities that the Shulchan were able to arrive at on time to notify them when Yontif is, but there were other cities where they were not able to arrive on time. What did it depend on? It depended on the proximity of the city to Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yochanan said that there were certain cities, and this is Pashut, it's back of the envelope arithmetic, that the Shluchim may have been able to arrive on time to notify the Yidden when Pesach is, but they would not have been able to arrive on time to notify the Yidden when Sukkot is. And the reason is because they had more days to work with Chodesh Nisan than they did Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Nisan, so the Shluchim, it couldn't be Mechal Shabbos, so the only days that really they had a rest was on Shabbos. So you have the two Shabbos, let's say, or between Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, so good, during those 2 days, they're going to have to take a break. But other than that, there's a lot of work days, a lot of business days that they have the ability now to go ahead and travel. But Chodesh Tishrei, number one, you minus any Shabbos. Number two, you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Then you have Yom Kippur, so there were less days to travel. If there were less days to travel, then in Svara, it's just logical that they couldn't get as far. So said Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to tell you a tremendous chiddush. What would be if there was a city that the shluchim were able to arrive at in Chodesh Nisan, but they couldn't arrive there in Chodesh Tishrei? So you would say, as it relates to Chodesh Tishrei, Sukkot, for example, you have to keep 2 days Yontif, because they have no idea, there's a Sveik of the Yoyma. But as it relates to Chodesh Nisan, why should they have to keep 2 days Yontif? Chodesh Nisan they're able to arrive at. Said Rabbi Yochanan in Svara, that's true, but Gzeira Nisan Atu Tishrei, I don't want, they're going to keep 2 days Sukkot and 1 day Pesach. That's very, very dangerous. And as a result, you're going to keep 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Pesach, like this. Everything is going to be uniform. On that note, Rabbi Evoy Bar Nagri, Rabbi Rabbi Iklu Lahu Asru, they once came to a certain city, it was a city that was this in-between city. It was close enough that the Shluchei Nisan were able to arrive, but it wasn't close enough that the Shluchei Tishrei were able to arrive. And they kept 1 day Yontif. And these two Yidden didn't say anything to the Chevra over there. Shomer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, and he got very angry. Amalui told him, didn't I tell you, you heard my halacha. The Gemara said, Machris Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made this big announcement. He put Pashkevillin all over the place that everyone has to know the halacha. So he told Rav Evi Bar Nagri, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, he says, I understand. Why didn't you tell them? You saw that they were violating this hachraza, something that I was so sensitive to. The Gemara says, Ikbid Rabbi Yochanan. Another classic. Rava have a ruggle that have a yaseh betanisa tre yoy mizimna. Rava used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. So we don't fast 2 days Yom Kippur. In fact, the Yidden in Galus never fast the 2 days Yom Kippur. But Rava's minig was that he would fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Zimna Chada, 1 year, Ishtakach Kavase. He ended up getting it right. Meaning, usually, the day that the Yidden in Galus fasted Yom Kippur ended up being the right day. How did they know to pick the right day? Isn't it 50-50? No, because we've said this so many times. Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzinu elo mu'uber. And even though there were exceptions to that rule, but most years they got it right. So most years the Yidden and Galus knew which day to fast. Rava added another day. He added forward, like the Gemara said at the beginning of the daf, kol sveika lekame shadinon. So he fasted not only on the 10th day, he would fast on the 11th day. And the Gemara says, 1 year he happened to have got it right. Rav Nachman, Yosef Tanisa Kulu Yamidik Bur. Rav Nachman once fasted Yom Kippur, like everybody else did. The Urta, that night, meaning the eve of Yom Kippur, Asahu Gavra. And this is right before Rav Nachman was about to have his Osfas. So somebody came, Amalei told him, L'mocha Yomer Rabbi Ma'arov. He said, I'm a shliach, I came from Eretz Yisrael, I'm letting you know, Bezdin was Ma'abra Chodesh El. follow this here, and tomorrow's going to be Yom Kippur. Amalei, he told him, Hecha, tell me, where you from, Rabid? Amalei, he told him, Damharia, I'm from a place called Damharia. Amalei, so he, Rav Nachman, took the word Damharia and he played on the words a little bit. He said, Dam Tehe Achrisai. He said, because you come from Damharia, Dam Tehe Achrisai, he was referring to himself, he's going to end up maybe dying. Why? Because now that he was just notified that really Yom Kippur is a day later than he thought it was, it means he's going to have to fast 2 days. Kari Aleo, he said regarding him, now I understand, Pshat in the Pasuk, in Eicha Perek Dalet, the Pasuk says, Kalim Hayu Roitfeinu, the people that were roid of us, they were so fast, Minishrei Shamayim, they were even faster than eagles. So he said, this Yid that came, and he told me, Azachtav Fasten Atzvaitetog Yom Kippur, nobody wants to hear that. So this is the great Rav Nachman talking. Rav Nachman said, this is Kalim Hayu Roitfeinu. He said, if he would have came a half hour later, I would have broken my fast. Like this, I would have eaten a little bit. So like this, I wouldn't have been fasting 2 days Ritzufas. So it was Kalim Hayu Roitfeinu, because he came so quickly, that's why I'm going to end up having to fast 2 days. So Rav Nachman didn't want to have to fast the second day. So he quoted himself this pasuk in Eicha, Kalim Hayu Roitfeinu Minishrei Shamayim. Shalach Le Rav Huna Bar Abin Le Rav. Rav Huna Bar Abin sent Rav the following. Katchazes Demoshcha Tkufas Tevis. If you see that Tkufas Tevis is extending into Chodesh Nisan. Now, how far into Chodesh Nisan? Ad Shitzah B'Nisan, until the 16th day of Nisan. Now, this is important, Rashi says, it's Ad, V'loy Ad B'chlal. So it's not until the 16th day of Nisan, it's really until the 15th day of Nisan. Abra Lahi Shasa. So he told him that he should be Ma'abra that year. V'loy Tachushlo. And he said, don't worry about the fact that really, long Rashi, it's a Machloikis Tanom and Masachta Sanhedrin, if Tufas Tevois extends into the 15th day of Nisan, whether you should be Ma'abra the Shana, you shouldn't be Ma'abra the Shana, even though what I'm telling you may not comply so well with that sugya, but I'm telling you I'm right. The chsid, because the pasuk says, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, you have to protect the month of Aviv, which is referring to Chodesh Nisan, and we learn from here, Shamar as Aviv, Shal Tkufa, you have to protect the Aviv of the Tkufa, Shiei B'Chodesh Nisan. You have to make sure that the Tkufa of Nisan is going to begin in the part of Nisan that would be called Chodesh, the part of Nisan where the Levana is still being Mechadesh, which is at the latest Yudal Nisan, it has to be before Tesvav Nisan. So what does this all mean? So we're a little bit familiar. We're talking more about Kiddush HaChodesh, but as a sub-theme of these sugyas is the concept of Ibur Shanim. So once upon a time, Bezdin would sometimes add a 13th month to the year. Now, what would be the criteria, meaning what would cause Bezdin? What would be the trigger that Bezdin would say, oh, this year we're going to have an Adar Sheni? So there were different cheshbonos. But the Pashup Shat is because the year that the Yidden count is based on the moon, known as the lunar calendar. It's 354 days. Whereas the seasons are not based on the moon, but rather they're based on the sun. The year based on the sun, the solar year, the solar calendar is 365 days. So the Jewish calendar is 354 days. The secular calendar is 365 days. What's the difference? It's not a gzeiras hakasuv of your year has to be 354. It's because the Yiddish calendar is based on the 12 months, which are based on the moon's rotation around planet Earth, which is based on the moilet, etc., 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 which comes out to a full year being 354 days, meaning 12 cycles of the moon going around planet Earth would result in 354 days, whereas the solar year is based more on the Earth revolving the sun, but the bottom line is that ends up being 365 days. The problem is, every single year there's a spread of 11 days. What's the problem? The problem is very simple. It says in the Torah, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv. You have to make sure that Chodesh Nisan falls out during the springtime. Now, spring is seasonal based, which is solar based. The problem is, if our Chodesh Nisan has nothing to do with the sun, but it's actually more related to the moon, so what's going to happen then is at some point, the spread between the lunar year and the solar year is going to be so disparate that the Chodesh Nisan is just not going to fall out anymore, but Chodesh Aviv. So what we need to do to catch up just to maintain the concept of Shomer as Chodesh Av, the Chodesh Nisan falls out in the proper time, even though it's off by 11 days. So every couple of years, we're at Ma'abah the year. We add another month. You add another month, meaning if there's ever going to be a time where it looks like Pesach is falling out during the winter, no worries, Pesach's being pushed off for a month. We're going to add another sheni like this. It's not going to be a problem. This is the poshut reason why Bezin was Ma'abah the Shana. In fact, this is the Makar in the Torah that Bezin has the right to be Ma'abah the Shana. You can't just be Ma'abah the Shana. For this, you need a pasuk. This is the pasuk. Shomer es chodesh ha'avim. What do you mean shomer? What are you watching? You're watching the seasons? What does that mean even? Oh, what it means is that make sure the lunar year and the solar year align themselves. So like this, chodesh Nisan always falls out in the right time. From a more technical perspective, chodesh Nisan falling out at the right time means that Kufas Tevis can't go past a certain time in Chodesh Nisan. Tkufas Tevis is the Tkufa, it's 3 months long, that's the winter Tkufa, so you have to make sure it doesn't go too far into Chodesh Nisan. And there was a major Machlokes Tanoim and Masechta Sanhedrin, how far into Chodesh Nisan it's not allowed to go. So our Gemara just said that Rav Huna bar Rabban told Rava, then I'm going to tell you what it is. You have to make sure that the latest it goes is your Dalet. If, however, Tkufas Tevis is going to go ad Shitza ben Nisan, ad Veloyad Bechlal, meaning if it's going to go into the 15th day of Nisan, at that point you have a problem, you have no choice, you have to be Ma'abed Hashan. And the reason is because he darshan shomer is chodesh ha'aviv. Chodesh means at the time that the month is being neschadish. So if we say the month is approximately 30 days long, so the first 15 days it's going up. It starts with the mailid and it progresses. Middle of the month it's a full moon and then it starts regressing. So that you need to make sure that the chodesh ha'aviv falls out in the first part of the month. So therefore, up until, well, if it's already the 15th, now it's not the beginning of the month anymore, at that point you'd have to be ma'abed shon. Amru Rav Nachman, another halach. L'hani nechusu yami, he told us to the people that they travel, the sailors. You don't really know when Kfir the Yarcha is, meaning you don't have access to a calendar, you're at sea. So what happens if it's Chodesh Nisan time and you want to know when Pesach is? When you have a mitzvah to eat matzah? When is it not okay for you to eat chametz? He told him, when you see the moon is out the whole night and it goes all the way up until Netzach Amah, meaning it's literally out the whole night, but Iru Chamira, that's the day you're supposed to burn your chametz. Says the Gemara, really? Amos Mashlim, when does that happen? So the astronomer said, B'chameser, it's on the 15th day of the month. You don't get rid of your chametz on the 15th day of the month. Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu, you have to get rid of your chametz already on the 14th day of the month. V'anam me'arbeisam mevarinon. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman men, lidedu demaglulu almo me'arbeisam mashlon. For us, we see this phenomena on the 15th day. But when you're at sea, you have a clear vision of what's going on in Shemayim. And as a result, they would have witnessed that on the 14th day. So therefore, what's the 15th to us is the 14th to them. Rav Nachman knew that you have to get rid of your chametz on the 14th, but he was giving them a simin, which really would be indicative of Yudalid, not indicative of Tesvav. So we just went through these Gemaras very, very quickly. Each Gemara is loaded as far as understanding Poshet, the concept of Yontif Sheni Shogolis, but we're going to do what we do. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Shnei Chadoshin Mechalalin Es HaShabbos. So we said, Al-Shisha Chadoshim HaShulchem Yoytzen. There were 6 months that the Shulchem would go out to notify all the Yidden living in Golis when exactly Bezdin was Mekadosh, sometimes even a seventh month. We saw Rebbe's sheet is that if there were two others, then they would go out 8 times because each other they would go out for. Says the Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalalin Es HaShabbos. There were 2 months where if Edom saw the new moon, they would go on Shabbos and they would notify Bezdin. Which 2 months? Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei Shebehen Shluchin Yoytzin L'Soria. Now, what's unique about those 2 months? So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious kasha, but let's just read the words. Shebehen Shluchin Yoytzin L'Soria. Because those were the 2 months that the Shulchan used to go out. Mishnah says, Soria, but lav dafka Soria. Those were the 2 months that the Shulchan used to go out. Because those are the 2 months that the Shulchan used to go out. So therefore, those are the 2 months that the Edim can be Mechal Shabbos to notify Bezdin. So it's 2 different things. The Edom are being Mechal Shabbos to notify Bezdin during the 2 months that the Shluchim would go out to notify all the Yidden living in Gauls. What's the Kasha? The Shluchim used to go out on 6 Chadashim, not only on 2 Chadashim. Either way, Ubehem Mesakim Samayadis. Another thing that's unique about these 2 months, Takana Samayadis. These are the 2 months that Yontif is Tolian, and therefore these are the 2 months that the Edom would be Mechal Shabbos. Kshnoi Beisam Mikdash Kaim, with the Beisam Mikdash Veskaim, Mechalin Afal Kulon, the Edom would be Mechal Shabbos for all 12 months. Mebnei Takana Sakarbin, because it was important to know when Rosh Chodesh was, like this, the Yidden, the Kehana, would be able to bring the right Karbana. So it's Shabbos. 2 Edom saw the new moon. Could they wait until after Shabbos? to notify? The answer is no. We need to know today. Today we have to be able to bring karbanos. Now ordinarily we don't have to know today. What's the difference if we know today or not? So we'll wait until Yontif. Oh, these two Yomim Tovim, these two Mayadim, Tishri and Nisan, there we want to get the ball rolling, because there we want to make sure that everyone's going to be notified. So you're going to be Mechal Shabbos like this, the Yidden are going to know exactly what's going on. Every other month, it's okay if we don't know. So let's not be Mechal Shabbos. When there was a Beis HaMikdash and now there's Karbanos at stake, we know it was a big deal to get the right carbon right. It was a big deal to get the right Shira rights. And those months, there would be Mechal for all of the month, says the Gemara. So the Mishnah said there were two Chadashim that were unique. There were two Chadashim that Edom that saw the Chodesh, there would be Mechal Shabbos to notify Bezin. What were the 2 months? Nisan and Tishrei. And the Mishnah said two reasons. Number one, Shebehen Shluchim Yoitzin L'Suria. Those were the 2 months that the Shluchim used to go out. Number two, Ubahen Mesaknin Samayades. These were the 2 months that all the Yomim Tovim were telling. Freak the Gemara. Beis Chadashim V'Sulei. There was only 2 months that they used to go out. Not more. Verminu. I'll ask you a kash. Avav Chadashim Hashluchim Yoitzin. The Mishnah that started this whole sugya. They used to go out for 6 months, not for 2 months. Amar Abaya Abaya said, Hachi Kamar. Al Kulon Shluchim Yoitzin Mi Ba'erev. Al Nisan va'al Tishrei ad sheyishmu mipi bezdin mekudesh. What the Mishnah means to say is that there was still a difference between Nisan and Tishrei and between all the other months. All the other months, the shluchim were able to go out already mi ba'erev. So what does mi ba'erev mean? So Rashi says it can mean one of two things. Either it can mean the night of the 30th, so they count to 29 days. The night of the 30th, sometimes the shluchim would be already allowed to go out. What would allow them if they saw the new moon? Negative. What do you mean? They saw the new moon. Don't they have to wait for Bezdin to say Mekudesh? And Bezdin can't say Mekudesh at night. The reason is because Bezdin didn't even convene at night. Bezdin didn't sit at night. They waited until the day. So why would he be allowed to go? So the Teretz is, the reason they'd be allowed to go is because they know for sure Bezdin is going to be Mekadesh HaChadesh. It's talking about where it was so clear. So therefore, they were already allowed to go out at night. Another example would be, is what happened if Edom never showed up on day 30? So day 30 came and went and the Edom never showed up. So now we know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. It's going to be day 31. It's inevitable. There is no choice B anymore. So at this point, you know for sure that it's going to be on the second day. So then again, at night, the Shluchim would be allowed to go out. So Al Kulon Shluchim Yoitz Merev. And every single month, the Shluchim were able to go out at night. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. But when it came to Nisan and Tishrei, they were more sensitive. It's Ad Sheyishmu Mipi Bezdin Mekudesh. There they couldn't go until they heard from Bezdin. So being that it was more difficult to send the Shluchim out when it came to Tishrei and Nisan, because the Shluchim had to have heard Bezdin say Mekudosh, because again, these are the months that all the Yomim Tovim are hinging upon, so we want to make sure we hear them. So it's for that reason the Edom Shluchim can't just go based on anticipation that they know that Bezdin's going to say Mekudosh. It's for that reason we need to get the Edom in. Because until the Edom show up, no Shluchim are going out. And we need the Shluchim to go out. So therefore we said, let them even come on Shabbos. They'll come on Shabbos. We'll be Mekabel their Edus on Shabbos. Then maybe the next day, the Shluchim will have the ability to go up. But we don't want to push it off anymore. Because usually, we don't need the Edom to walk into Bezdin. Because just based on the anticipation of the Edom walking into Bezdin, that's enough to send the Shluchim out. But there were 2 months where the Shluchim had to hear Bezdin say Mekudesh. So during those 2 months, we need to get the Edom in. We need Bezdin to convene to say Mekudesh. So therefore we say, Bimachal Shabbos, you should be able to come. Now, at first glance, this sounds like an incredible Chiddush. We're being Mechal Shabbos because of some sort of Cheshbon. What gives you a right to be Mechal Shabbos? Must be, it's muchach, right? It's muchach, as we'll see in a second, that the ability to be Mechal Shabbos, be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, is a din d'oraisa. It has to be. There has to be some mucker to this in the Torah. Because if not, it would seem untenable to think that the asay of Kiddush HaChodesh and any svar and cheshbon you're going to come up with would be enough for you to be able to be Mechal Shabbos. In fact, that is the case, and the Gemara brings a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan minayin. How do you know you can be Mechal Shabbos to go be Moedia to Bezdin that you saw the new moon? Talmud Lerman says in the Torah, Eile Moyade Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Ashetikru Oysam B'moy Adam. And we learn from there that you're able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh B'moy Adam even on Shabbos Ad Kedei Kach, that Edom could be Mechal Shabbos to go ahead and notify Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Yoch Hashem Shemechalin Ad Sheniskachu, Kach Mechalin Ad Sheniskam. You would think that just like we could be Mechal Shabbos for the Edom to come to Bezdin, maybe even once the Edom came to Bezdin, the Shluchim should be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go notify the Yidden and Galus. Right, again, there's two legs to this trip. The Edom are coming to Bezdin, And then once Bezin determines when it's Rosh Chodesh, 6 months of the year, they're sending Shluchim out. So you let it be Mechal Shabbos to get the Bezin. For example, you go outside the Tchum. Right? That's the classic example of how you be Mechal Shabbos. You let it go outside the Tchum. What about once Bezin says Mekudesh, could they now send Shluchim out on Shabbos for Gesund to hate? Be Mechal Shabbos, go outside the Tchum to notify. So you would have thought, yeah, if it's a Din Deiraisa, so maybe it's okay. Talmud Loimar, Eile Moyade Hashem Mekroi Kodesh, Ashetikru. And we learn from here, Al Kriyasam Atam Mechal, Beatam Mechal Al Kiyuman, for the Kriya to determine when it's Rosh Chodesh that year. But for Kiyuman to notify the Yidin when Rosh Chodesh was like this, they'll be able to Mekayim the mitzvah. It's like the Yamim Tovim that are totally Rosh Chodesh. That's already a whole different deal. The Mishnah said, Kshay Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mechal and Afal Kulam, Mibnei Takonos HaKarman. The Beis HaMikdash stood, they used to be Mechal Shabbos for all of the months, Mibnei Takonos HaKarman. Now the truth is, now that we know the Makar, that Edom are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin. It's not a chiddush that Bezman Shemesh Mikdash Kayim, they would be Mechal Shabbos for all of the months. It's a Din Deiraisa. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you could do it for Tishrei and Nisan. It sounds like it's a Din Deiraisa, you could always do it. Narvos, you have to have a reason. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you had a reason every month. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't have a reason every month. There are 2 months where we still seem to have a reason, and that is Nisan and Tishrei. But the Gemara says on that note, Tanur Rabbanan, but Rishayna hay Mechal and Afal Kulan. They used to be Mechal Shabbos for all the months, like the Mishnah said. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, Amalim Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, who was so active during that Kufa, and so many Takonois and Gzeirois, and Cheshoshois were instituted by Yechim and Zakkai. So you said, V'chiyesh Karbin? What, is there a Karbin now? Why be Mechal Shabbos every month? Stama Hefgevelt? It's true, you're allowed to, but there has to be a good reason for it. So when there were Karbonois, there's a reason. Let the Eden go notify Bezins. Like this, they'll say Mekudesh. Like this, you know it's Rosh Chodesh. Like this, the Kayana will bring the right Karbonos. But now, what's the point? The Skino is for that reason, because of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's argument that Takana was Shalo Yiyu Mechal in Elal Nisan Val Tishrei Vavad, that the only months you can be Mechal Shabbos to notify Bezdin will be Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Bein Shaloi Nir Ba'alil. It doesn't matter if the moon was seen clearly at night or if it wasn't seen so clearly. Mechal in all of us HaShabbos, we were Mechal Shabbos. Meaning, there would have been a Havamina that the only time when Mechal Shabbos, only time a Yid that saw the new moon would be Mechal Shabbos to go notify Bezdin as if it wasn't so clear. Meaning he thinks he saw it, the Hever around him didn't see it, so then he can go and tell Bezdin what it is he saw. But let's say it's so clear, you look outside, it's a clear sky, the moon, you can't miss it. So you would think, in such a case, maybe it can't be Mechal Shabbos. Why? Not because Bezdin doesn't have to know, but because there's other people that are going to notify Bezdin. There'll probably be people within the Tchum that will be able to tell Bezdin. We don't need you to come from outside the Tchum. Let the people inside the Tchum notify them. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It doesn't matter if you saw it clearly, if you didn't see it clearly. Mechalalin Olav Es HaShabbos. Rabbi Yossi said, Im Nirba Lil, Im Mechalalin Olav Es HaShabbos. No, if you saw it clearly, you can't be Mechalal Shabbos. Maisa, there was a story, Sha'avru Yossi Me'ar Bam Zog. In fact, there was once a Maisa that there were more than 40 peers of Edom that came to say Edus on Shabbos. So you had all these Yidden being Mechal Shabbos, they all saw the moon. Everyone said, all right, let's go. We're going to Yerushalayim. We're going to go notify the Yidden. But everyone looked up. They all saw it. So there were more than 40 peers of Yidden. The Ikma Rabbi Akiva Balud. And they came, they were passing through Lud. Rabbi Akiva was there. Rabbi Akiva stopped them. He said, you can't go. What did you stop? Not a Hefgevel. We don't need you to come testify. And as a result, you can't go. So Rabbi Gamliel sent Rabbi Akiva in Ma'akev Atas Arabim. If you're going to continue to do this, Nimtseis Machshin Lasalavik, what's going to happen is, you're going to disincentivize these people from coming in the future. Meaning, you can never stop a person from doing the right thing, because then in the future, he's going to start getting paranoid and he's going to stop being unsure. I should go, I shouldn't go. So as a result, Nimtzes Machshin L'Lasa Lavoi, so based on that, he said, even though you're right, in theory, it doesn't make any sense, but let the Oilim go like this, in a month that we need them, we're going to have them. So the Mishnah said, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Bein Shaloi Nir Ba'alil. And what does Ba'alil mean? Clear. So it doesn't matter if you were able to see the moon clearly, you weren't able to see the moon clearly. Either way, the Edom were allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to discuss the word Alil, and it's going to give us a digression with some raid bites. Says the Gemara, "My mashma, the high Alil, lishno de miglihu." How do you know? What's the makar? What's the origin, the shayrish of this word, the etymology, that Alil means clear? Where do you know that word from? It's an interesting word. Amar Bavo, Sir Bavo said, Amakra, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Imarois Hashem, Amorois Tehoirois, Kesef Tzoruf, Ba'alil Oretz, Mezukok Shivasayim. So the pasuk is describing the Imrois Hashem. It's referring to the Torah. It's Tahar, it's pure, Kesef tsaruf, it's like refined silver. Ba'alil la'aretz, Rashi, galui la'kol, it's exposed to everybody. Mizukak shivasayim, it's not only refined, but it's refined shivasayim, it's refined 49 times, says the Gemara. What exactly was refined 49 times? Rav Shmuel, so there was machlik is Rav and Shmuel as it relates to this idea. Chadama once said, Nun share bina nivru ba'olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so he created bina, wisdom. There were 50 sharim, 50 gates of bina that were created. The kula nitnu l'moshe chaser achas. And Moshe Rabbeinu got all of them minus one. He got chamishim chaser achas, meaning he got 49. Shenema v'tachzireh mat melekim, and the pasuk is referring to a little something that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing. V'tachzireh ma'at melekim. Something, what was that something? He was missing the 50th shar. And that's mezuka k'shevasayim, 49. Because it's referring to the bean of Moshe, which was Vatachasreel Mi'at Malikim, it was a little bit less than 50. Rav continued, or Chad Omar, I should say, one of them, either Rav and Shmuel said, Bikash Kehelas Limsoi Divrei Chayfetz. The Pasuk says that Kehelas wanted Divrei Chayfetz. So what did that mean? He said, Bikash Kehelas Lias Kemoshe. Kehelas wanted to be like Moshe. Yotzo Baskel, the Baskel came out for Omar and said, who is Kehelas? Shlomo Melech. So Shlomo Melech wants to be like Moshe. So the Baskel said that it Ksoiv Yoshe Divrei Emes. That's the end of the Pasuk. Kehelas Perigud Beis. Bikash Kehelas Limsoi Divrei Chayfetz. The Chosov Yoshe Divrei Emes. So Kehelas wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Divrei Chayfetz. The Baskel said, the Kosov Yoshe Divrei Emes. Look in the Torah. And when you look in the Torah, you're going to know you can't be like Moshe. Well, what does it say in the Torah? It says, like, come Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. Like, come Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. Nobody can be like Moshe. So Bikash Kehelas Limsoi Divrei Chayfetz. The Baskel said, I'm sorry. You can't. It's taken. Like, come Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one on that Madrega. That's what one Amayra said. Either Rav Shmuel Chadam or the other one said that what does it mean that V'loikam Navi B'Yisrael K'Moshe Oid? It means B'Neviim Loikam Baba Malachim Kam. There'll never be a Navi on that Madrega. But a Melech, a king? Maybe, yeah. Aye, if that's the case, Elamani Mekayim Bikash Gehel seems like Divrei Chayfetz. So what does it mean that Shlomo Melech wanted to be like Moshe and he was told he can't? You can't tell me it means that he couldn't be in wisdom, because even though it says V'loikam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, even though that seems to mean Navua, here we're talking about Bina, but the point is that it's only been Navi like Kam, Avo B'Malachim Kam. So what it means is something else. What it means is that Koheles, Mikash Koheles, Lodun Din and Shabalev, he wanted to be able to pass Kinshailas based on God. Shaloi be'edim v'shaloi be'asro. Without edim and asro, Yotza Baskel. Vamra Baskel came out and it said the cost of Yosh Divrei Emes. Look in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? Navalei kam navi yod b'yisro kamoshe. But it says al pishnayim made him yakum davar. And based on that, the only way you're allowed to pass in Shilas is based on pishnayim made him. We know Chazal say that when Mashiach's going to come, umorach v'dam, he's going to pass in Shilas based on the sense of smell. But that's Mashiach, that's the loss of love. Kehelas wanted, Shlomo HaMelech was so wise, and he wanted to pass Kinshailah, Shaloi Be'edim, Shaloi Be'asra, simply based on what he thought happened, his gut. And the Baskel said, the cost of Yosh and Divrei Emes, Apishnai made him Yakum Dover, this is not something you're allowed to do. So what's this machloik is Rav and Shmuel, Chadam, we don't know who said what. So what they're arguing about is, Moshe Rabbeinu was Memtesh Arebina. What about Shlomo? So, according to one man, Amar, Shlomo was less than Moshe. Because Shlomo Melech was Bikesh, Kehelas Limtsoi Divrei Chayfetz, and he was told that Kam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, you can't even be like Moshe. But the other one said no, because when it says like Kam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, it means B'Neviim like Kam, but really B'Malachim Kam. We're going to revisit this in a second. The Mishnah said Ma'aseh Shavu Yoyis Me'abam Zog V'Ikvan Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah had a machloek is what happens if you're able to see the moon clearly. So were the Edom allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, or were they not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Tanakama said it doesn't matter. Ben Shneir Ba'Lil Ben Shalei Neir Ba'Lil Mechal and all of us Shabbos. Rabbi Yoyis said no. Im Neir Ba'Lil Ein Mechal and all of us Shabbos. And then the Gemara told him Ma'aseh Shaya, where Rabbi Akiva actually stopped a whole bunch of Yid and he didn't let them go weiter because he said at this point there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos. Tanya Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'sholim Rabbi Akiva ikvan. Wow. Even though what Rabbi Akiva did seems to be plausible, but Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'sholim, he would have done that. He would have never been ma'ak of all these yidden from testifying. Elo, Shazefer, Roisha shal geder ikvan. It was a whole different person. Shazefer, Kach Shemay Rashi says, he was the head, he was the mayor of Geder, that's also a place. He was the one that stopped him. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, why we do make a dulasa? Rabbi Gamliel said, you work for me, I'm the Nasi, and Shazefer, if this is the way you're going to roll, so you're out of a job, and he was murdered in Megidulasi. But it wasn't Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'shalom, to think that Rabbi Akiva would have done something like this. This is not something Rabbi Akiva ever would have done, exhale. So just a few ha'aris, shorter ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf. So first on Amud Aleph, the Gemara discussed different halachos as it relates to Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. And one of the things that emerged from today's daf is that the Yidden never fasted 2 days Yom Kippur, Misveika de Yom. And if you think about it, it's really a very, very big chiddush. Because to the extent that the Yidden were unsure of when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, as a result, there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, as a result, there were 2 days of the first day Sukkot, as a result, instead of Sukkot being 7 days, but Sukkot Teshfu Shnivas Yomim, Sukkot ends up being 8 days, instead of which Shmini Atzeres being 8 days, it ends up being 9 days, right? It's because Sveikat Yomim, we don't know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. So if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh was, then you don't know when Yom Kippur is. If you don't know when Yom Kippur is, the Chayyim should have to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. And the Gemara, it's Mavur not. The Gemara said that Rava used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur, but it sounds like it was only Rava. 1 year, Rav Nachman ended up fasting 2 days Yom Kippur, but really the Minig Yisrael was to fast 1 day Yom Kippur and not 2 days Yom Kippur. So the truth is that we have a related raid bite on this. The name of the raid bite is, why did Jews never observe 2 days Yom Kippur with Raid and Lamdis? But really, the Kasha is the Ritva's Kasha in our Sugya. And the short answer is, it's based on this idea that really underpins all the Sugyas of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. It's not an easy Sugya, the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's epically hard. But at the same time, one of the Yesoidis that for sure we have to take away from learning all these Gemaras is Mimois Ezra Ve'elach Loi Matzinu Elo Me'uber, which means not every year, but almost every year, from the times of Ezra up until the times of the Amiram, Leimatzinu Elo Me'uber, Elo was 29 days, which meant that Rosh Hashanah was always 30 days from when Rosh Chodesh Elo was. Which means that even though the Yidden and Galus didn't know for sure when Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot was, but they had a pretty good idea. And really, they were able to be Samech and Roif to know when Rosh Hashanah was. And based on that, they would know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot was. Okay, so why do you keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Why do you keep 2 days Sukkot? And why don't you keep 2 days Yom Kippur? So says the Ritva, because even though there was a Rav, but still, the Metzias is that sometimes El was Me'uber. So because of that Sad Rachuk, the thought was you should always keep 2 days Yontif. Yom Kippur, being that there is a Rav, and to fast 2 days Yom Kippur is so hard, even Rav Nachman in the Sugya is bemoaning the fact, he quoted a Pasuk in Eicha, Kalam Ayurayt Feinu Minishrei Shamayim, because he was going to end up having to fast on 2 days Yom Kippur. So that's a huge deal. In fact, there's a principle in Geizun Gzera Latzibu, Chein Rav Atzibu Yachal Lamidba, and it's for that reason the Ritva says, the Minig Yisrael was never to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. The Aruch Laner, on our Gemara, and other Achroinim, in different places in Shas, asks a bomb kasha from a Gemara in Masechtas Tainus, also on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses a certain doctor whose name was Abba Umana. The Gemara says Abba Umana, he was a physician, Hava Asi Le Shlomo Mi Masifta Derekia Kol Yom. Every single day, he would get a Shalom Aleichem from the Masifta Derekia. So he would wake up in the morning, and he would literally get a git morgan. It came a baskel from the Masifta Derekia, whatever exactly that means. But this Dr. Abba Umana, this happened to him every single day. Mara says, Ula Abaya kol ma'ali yoyim ed shabbos. Abaya wasn't zoicha to get this every day. Abaya got it every Erev Shabbos. L'rova, he wasn't even zoicha to get it every Erev Shabbos. He got a kol ma'ali yoyim ed kippurim. He would get it every Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, Ava kachol sh'dayte da Abaya mishum da Abba Umana. Abaya had kinesay for him. He had chalitza sadas. He thought he's so chashev. Every Erev Shabbos, he gets like a Shabbos, as a varm degrees from the Sifta Derekia. Abba Umana, he gets it every single day. And Abaya had chalitza sadas. So the Gemara says that he was telling his Talmidim that he doesn't understand why he's any worse than this doctor. Amulei, so they told him, Leimotzis lamevet ka'uvdei. Said, Abaya, I'm telling you, you have no idea what a tzaddik this yid is. If you were put in the matzav of nesoyin that he has, you'd never be able to withstand. So the Gemara says, Nu, mahava uvde da Abu Umana. What was it? And they told Abaya, they said, Chiyava oven milso, that this doctor, so he treated men and women. They were both his patients. But at the same time, he was very makbid with tznias. Number one, have a machis gavr l'chud v'nashi l'chud. He had a separate waiting room for men and a separate waiting room for women. Additionally, for islay levusha de ispe karna, the havas bezia the point is that he used to make sure that if he was ever treating a woman, so like this, he wouldn't violate any inyanim of tznius. Not just that, they told him, Islay duchta de tznia. He has a very private place, meaning when it comes to collecting copays or whatever
course, he needs to collect. So he said he has a separate room. The shadibe pshita shakel, this le shadibe. The less le mechsef. You know, the policy is we don't know who paid what. You want to pay, pay. You don't want to pay, don't pay. In fact, there's even money there. If you want to take some of my money that one of my other patients gave me, that's also okay. Kevin misrami le tzubim rabbanon. If the tzubim rabbanon never came as a patient, agrimen le shakel. He pshita never took any money. Ubasin dekai. Not just that, he would tell him after he came for his visit, he says, "Nu dohasta padala." It's like this, you're going to have something. For Amrale, and he would tell him, Bari nafshach, and would give him brachas, meaning he treated him, he benched him, he even gave him money. This was the story of Abu Umana. So the Gemara tells that Abaya was a little unsure. He wanted to really see for himself whether Abu Umana is mamish what they make him out to be. And the Gemara says he sent Talmidim and they came back and it was posh in Nishtayim. So this was Abu Umana. Abu Umana was Zoicha. Every single day they came to me, Masifta Derekia, they gave him Shalom Aleichem. Abaya got it every Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara makes a big deal about the Chalish and Sadas that Abaya had. Rav only got it once a year. Rav got an Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, have a kachol shetaiti de Rav mishum da Abaya. Rav also had chalish nadas. Rav was bal plukta throughout Shas, Abaya v'Rav, the Amri Travayu. So he had chalish nadas because of Abaya. Amru Le, they told him, mistaich de komagnus akulu karaka. That even though it's true, you don't have the schus maybe for this to happen every Erev Shabbos, and certainly not every day, but at the same time, the whole city that you live in is being protected in your schus. Maybe it means mechuzah because of what was going on in mechuzah. But either way, said the whole city that you live in is being protected because of you. So don't think you don't have schusim. Rava da has grosses schusim. But the bottom line is tainas daf chav aleph. Abu Umana got a grease from a sifta derikia every single day. Abaya, every Erev Shabbos. Rava got it every Erev Yom Kippur. Freik da aruch laner. Koshali. Says Abba Bambakasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, daf chav aleph amar aleph, that Rava had this unbelievable chumrah. Rava used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. The reason he fasted 2 days Yom Kippur was because of Sveikah D'Yom. And even though really in Halachi and Amachuyv to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Like the Ritva says, because Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzino elam over. But afal pikein, Rava took upon himself a chumrah. Ein goizun gzera ala tzibur. She'ein roiv. Had Sibur Yechayim Lamed Papa. Rava was a Yachid. Rava was from the Yechidim who was able to live on this Madrega, and as a result, he fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Abba Freik Darach Laner, if Rava have a Ruggle that every single Erev Yom Kippur, they would come to him from Masifta Derekiah, so he knew when Yom Kippur was. So if he knew when Yom Kippur was, so what was his fake of the Yom? Azay Freik Darach Laner, a Geshmak Akasha. Agav, parenthetically, he says, why was Rava Zoicha to this Erev Yom Kippur? Why? If it was once a year, why was it Erev Yom Kippur? So Pashin, you'll say, what do you mean? Erev Yom Kippur is a very chash of a day, I guess. But why Erev Yom Kippur? So he says, Mayredik. He says, Erev Yom Kippur is the day that a person is the most meluchlich bechet. When is a person dirtiest on a spiritual level? It's Erev Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you get Slicha Mechila. And then Rishon Lecheshbon Avoinis, the clock starts ticking all over again. And then Averis pile up and pile up and pile up until it reaches the climax on Erev Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur, we start again. So the day that you would think that the person has the most chatam, you never think of it that way. But maybe the dirtiest day from a chet perspective is Erev Yom Kippur. So if it's Erev Yom Kippur, that was the simen. The Aruch Laner says that it was showing Rava from Shemayim that even today, which is the one day, no, even today you have the schos that were coming to you. But either way, fake the Aruch Laner, Rava is the one that kept 2 days. L'chayr Rava himself knew when Yom Kippur was because they used to come to him, mi mesifta derekia. So you could say maybe like b'Shemayim, right? We could stop being mafalful a little bit. But the Aruch Laner says a very gish. Olchaner says Yesh Shloima that was just the opposite. See, what happened was Rava didn't always have this baskal or this grease come from a sifta derekia, but Rava took upon himself a chumrah. His chumrah was that he used to keep 2 days Yom Kippur, and because of the fact that he kept 2 days Yom Kippur, in that schus the matan schara betzida was that he was going to get a reward associated with Yom Kippur. And the reward associated with Yom Kippur was that every Erev Yom Kippur they came to Rava. And says the Aruch Laner, it was a double reward. Because number one, it was a reward that they came to him from Masifta Derekiah on the last day of the year, the day you would think he was the most meluchlich bechet. But there was a double reward.
And that was, Rava didn't have to fast 2 days Yom Kippur anymore. Because once they started coming to him from Shemayim, then he knew when Yom Kippur was. And once he knew when Yom Kippur was, it wasn't a gay anymore. So he said, Fakek, this was like a gather of Abola Tyre Messiah Noisai. So Rava wanted to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. He wanted to make sure he got it 100% right. So you know what they did from Shemayim? Rava, you're not going to have to worry about it. You're going to get such a gewaldiges matono. We're going to come to you on Erev Yom Kippur Daiko. And we're going to give you Azash Shalom Aleichem. And you know what the punchline is? You won't have to keep. So Rava, together with everybody else, stopped. He wasn't even keeping 2 days Yom Kippur. The difference is, Rava had once kept 2 days Yom Kippur. He had the sensitivity to keeping a second day Yom Kippur. He took upon himself this chumrah, and as a result, he knew not to keep a second day Yom Kippur based on this baskal or this grease that he got from Masifta Derekia, and that's the first Torah. The second Torah is, the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, for like come Navi, oid be Yisrael kamosha. And there was Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. It's a little bit of a confusing Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, but really the crux of the Machloikis is that one man, Amar said, either Rav or Shmuel, we don't know who, like come Navi Bisrael come Moshe, which means nobody can be like Moshe. Even Shlomo HaMelech, who we know is the wisest of all men, quote unquote, but he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, Bikesh Koyheles Limtsoy Divrei Chefetz. He wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the same time, a Baskel came out, and the Baskel said, V'kosuv, it says already, Yoshe Divrei Ham says in the Torah, you can't be. Where does it say in the Torah, you can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, it says in the Torah, for like, come Navi Oid be Yisrael, Kemoshe. And as a result, even you Shlomo HaMelech are included in that. But V'chadama once said no. That even though it's true, it says in the Torah, like, come Navi Oid be Yisrael, Kemoshe, it's only been Nevi'im that it's Loikam. Meaning, someone that's like Moshe, who's a Navi, he can't be like Moshe. And Shlomo was a Melech. And because he was a Melech, he would be different. If that's the case, Mani Mekayim, what does it mean? Bikesh Kayheles, Slim Tzai Divrei Chayfet, Shlomo Melech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And apparently, he wasn't granted that wish. No, what it means is, he wanted to be able to Paskin, Shailas, Beliboy, Shaloi Be'edim, Shaloi Be'hasra. That's what the Baskel came in and said. It says in the Torah, Al Pishnai Me'edim Yakum Dofer. Parenthetically, this is not the raid bite, but parenthetically, the Hilgich Sam Sofer, in one of his drushes, said that why did Shlomo HaMelech want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, what does that mean? He wanted to be like Moshe? It's an interesting ask. Bikesh Koyheles, Liois, Limtsoi Divrei Chayfetz, which according to one man means he wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chsam Sofer says a Dover Niflo. We know the Rishonim say, and it's really based on Midrashim, but it's the Rishonim in Chumash, that had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash never would have been destroyed. Ki Yodua, the Rishonim said, that had Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have never been destroyed. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chsam Sofer, he wanted that his Beis HaMikdash should also never be destroyed. So, Bikesh Koyheles, Limtsoi Divrei Chayfetz. Bikesh Koyheles, Liyos Kemoshe. You know why he wanted to be like Moshe? Because he was building a Beis HaMikdash now. And he knew Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis HaMikdash would have never been destroyed. And he wanted that same Shmira, that his Beis HaMikdash should also never be destroyed. And the Baskel came out and they said, I'm sorry, it's not possible. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Moshe was like, come Navi Yod be Yisrael Kamosha. But either way, we have a Shaila. When it says in the Pasuk, like, come Navi Yod be Yisrael Kamosha, is it only been a Vim like come? What about B'malachim? It was a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, but the Gemara says there was no clear Messiah who said what. It was Rav and Shmuel, Chad Amar, oh, the Chad Amar Azoy. So Rav Ruvi Margolis wrote a Sefer called Shem Oilon. Now we've quoted from the Sefer many times, and the mission statement of the Sefer Shem Oilam is that he goes through every single time you find a machloikis in Shas, where the Gemara says Chad Amar v'Chad Amar, and it's not clear who said what, and he tries to be Megala, the Shem Oilam. So like this will be Sefsov Sof Dovevois Bekever. He tried revealing somehow through a back door, maybe we can figure out who said what. So as it relates to this machloikis, Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Chad Amar, we don't know who said what. Said Rav Ruvi Margolis that Yesh Loimar, that we can maybe try to figure out which Memra Rav said and which Memra Shmuel said. And this is going to take us on a little bit of a roller coaster. So the Gemara in the Sechtes Gittin, Daf Samech Chesam Abeis, is discussing Shlomo HaMelech. And we know that Shlomo HaMelech had his run-in with Ashmedai, and he lost his malchus, and the fascinating Haggadah to Gemara in the beginning of Perek Misha Achsai discusses that whole episode in great detail. And at the end of the story, Shlomo HaMelech says, V'zeh hoyo chelki mikol amoli. He was holding something, and he said, I lost everything.
I was once Melech in Yerushalayim. But this is Shlomo Melech when he's really down. So the Gemara says, my vizeh, what is this? So his machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar once said makla. He was referring to his stick, his staff. He was holding his staff, his shtekin, and he said, "Vezeh hayecholki mekolam alik. All my amelos, everything that I ever built, everything I ever accomplished, I was left with nothing. The only thing I have is my makla." The Chad Amar and the other man Amar said gundoy. No, what he was referring to his royal malch, his royal garb. Meaning, he still had the special begodim that the melech used to wear. So one said all he had was a stick. The other one said no. It's true, he didn't have much, and clearly he had a very, very terrible Yerida, but at the same time, he had more than his makal. What he had was gundoy. He had his big day malchus. Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. We don't know who said what. This is another machlek, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara says, Chadama once said, Melech the Hedyet. That Shlomo Melech was Melech, and then when he lost his malchus, he became a Hedyet. And that was it. After he was no longer Melech, he never became a Melech again. The Chadama, the other man, said, no, Melech the Hedyet. The Melech. He was Melech. And then the whole story of Ashmedai happened. He lost his Malchus. And then the Hedyet. And then Melech, he became a Melech again. So again, we have a Machlokes whether Shlomo Melech rebounded all the way to the point that he became a king again. Or maybe he didn't rebound like that and he didn't become a king again. So again, two Machlokes as relates to Shlomo Melech. Was he left with a stick or maybe no? Maybe he had his Kesem Malchus. Did he become a Melech again or did he not become a Melech again? So Reuven Markolis says something. Davar Nifla. He says, there's a Gemara Masech de Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amir Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Amar Rebbe, Kolo Oimer David Chata, Eina Yalatoya. Anyone that says that David was Chayte, Eina Yalatoya. Amar Rav. So Rav said that Rebbe, to Asi Mi Beis David, Mehapich V'Darish B'Schusei De David. Rebbe was a descendant of David HaMelech. And because of that, he had an Agias to make David HaMelech look good. So Rebbe, to Asi Mi David, Mahapich v'darish b'schusei de David. That's what Rav said. So Rav was megala to us, says Rav Reuven Margolis, a hanhaga, a derech, a style. That if someone's an einikol of a tzaddik, and someone's being ma'ir on something the tzaddik did, you're supposed to be melamed schus. That's part of your achrayus as a descendant. That Rebbe the osi midavin mahapich b'schusei de David. So he said he had a ha'ara. His thought was, Rav also came from David. He says, you know, I know Rav came from David because the Gemara says in Ksubis, Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis, that Rav Chia came in Mishpachas Beis David. And the Gemara also says in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Hei, that Rav was a nephew of Rav Chia. But he was a nephew from Beit Zaitin, both from his maternal side, Bar Achse, the Imei, Yudavim, and from his paternal side. Which means, any way you slice it and dice it, that's clear that if Rav Chia came from David, that means Rav also came from David. So he said Rav had a sensitivity that if you're Osi Mi Beis David, you should be Mahapich B'schusa de David. So he says, that's why Rav said about Rebbe, Kolaymer David Chaytan Alataya, because you came from Beis David and you're Mahapich B'schusi de David. He wasn't saying it in a sarcastic, negative way. Fakar, he was saying, Azay Davsezayin, this is your Stolz, this is your Yichus, and you should go ahead and you should Fashtolzach with it, and therefore you should be Mahapich B'schusi. So he says, if Rav held that that was Dan Hogger for Rebbe, Mistabu was Dan Hogger for himself as well. So he said, his Hergish was that you have two machloikis in between Rav and Shmuel as it relates to not David but Shlomo. But Shlomo HaMelech is David. So if you come from David, you come from Shlomo. So he said, what machloikis was David or Shlomo HaMelech is at his lowest point. And he said, Vizeh hayechelki mikol amoli. What does Vizeh mean? It was machloikis Rav and Shmuel. One said he was holding a stick, mamash, a staff. Which it's a branch, you peel it, you take it off, you yachtich smoyer, you take it off a tree. V'chadam agundoy. No, he was walking around, he was at least dressed like a king. He wasn't a king, but he was dressed like a king. He says, Rav da osimi beis dovin mahapich peschusi de dovin. He said, that's my hergish. And as a result, maybe Rav is the one that said that it was really gundoy. Shmuel, who didn't come from beis dovin. Shmuel was a kayan, and he didn't come from beis dovin, and because he didn't come from beis dovin, so he was the one that said makle. You have another makle, it's Rav and Shmuel. Melech v'hedyet or Melech v'hedyet v'melech? He said, one seems to be saying that Shlomo Melech, after he lost everything, he got it all back. That's Rav. Rav da asimi beis davin, mahapich b'schusa de davin. And therefore, Rav is the one that said that he was a melech, then he was a hedyet, but then he became a melech again. As opposed to Shmuel didn't have that negias. So he said, maybe Rav is the one that said gundoy, and Rav is the one that said melech v'hedyet v'melech. Said that Reuven Margolis, we're just getting started. He said that what came to mind is another Gemara. There's a Gemara Masech Soita Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Mialdiyos,
ha'ivriyos, Shifra and Pua, respectively. And the pasuk says, "Vayihi ki yoru hamiyaldos eso elikim, vayaslohem batim." Because of the years Hashem, they didn't listen to Paris Gzeira, that every single boy that's born should be thrown into the Nile River. So they had a tremendous bracha. The bracha was vayaslohem batim. So what does it mean vayaslohem batim? Rav Shmuel's machlekes Rav Shmuel Chadama once said, "Batei kahuna v'leviyah." One said it's referring to batei kahuna v'leviyah. V'chadam, and the other one said batei malchus. It's referring to batei malchus. Mandam a batei kahuna v'leviyah. The mandam that said wasn't me vayaslahem batim. They got batei kahuna v'leviyah. Aaron and Moshe. Aaron and Moshe came from Shifra and Pua. Mandam a batei malchus. The one that said batei malchus. David nami mi Miriam kaasi. David came from Miriam. So there was machloikis. Rabbin Shul. We don't know who said what. What was the vayaslahem batim? Was the vayaslahem batim a Aaron and Moshe? Or was the vayaslahem batim? Was the Vayaslahem button Malchus Beis Davin? And it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And again, we don't know who said what. So Reuven Margolis said, my hergish was maybe to say the same thing. The Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was arguing, what's the Spitz Vayaslahem button? What would be the biggest schar? Is the biggest schar Moshe Naharen, or is the biggest schar David? See, he said, Rav, the Osimi Beis Davin, Mahapich Beschusa the David. What do you mean, my Zayda? That was the schar. Manazeda, that's what the schar must have been. He's Mahabach Paschusi the David. Shmuel was a Kayan, like we said a minute ago. Oh, so Shmuel's a Kayan. So Faket, Shmuel came from Aaron. So Shmuel said it was Aaron and Moshe. So he says, Mamish Mayerdik. He said it's David. He said it's Moshe and Aaron. But he says, said Rav Reuven Margolis, then I realized this might all be a Mefurisha Gemara. Might be a Mefurisha Gemara. It's a Gemara Perek Chelik in the Sechtes Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. Amar Rav. Rav said, Le'ivri Alma Elu LeDavid. The whole world was created for David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said LeMoshe. The world was created for Moshe. Zok Rashi. Le'ivri Alma Elu LeDavid. The world was created B'Schus David. Shaya Asid Loimar Kama Shiris V'Sishbachis. Rav said the world was created for who? It was created for David, because David one day would sing Shiris V'Sishbachis. Shmuel said the world was created for Moshe. B'Shvil Moshe, Shaya Asid L'Kabbal HaTaira, because he one day was going to be Mekabbal HaTaira. So he says it's Poshet. It's Poshet to him that this Machloik is a Masachta Soita, Rav and Shmuel. V'Yaslam Batim. Chadomar Batei Kunu Levi. V'Chadomar Batei Malchus. One said it's a Aharon and Moshe. The other one said it's not. We don't know who said what. He said this Gemara Perek Chelik is for sure a Gilui on that. He says he thinks it's a Gival. His Lashon is that he had a Siyata Deshmaya, that the Eibishter opened up his eyes to realize that it's Poshet. These two Gemaras are the same. That V'Yaslam Batim, what's the Machloik? Is the argument, what's the Spitz? Is the Spitz Moshe and Aharon, or is the Spitz David? Rav said, "Lo yivri amel le David." So that's why Aslan bought him. It's batei malchus, David Amelech. Where Shmuel said, "Lo yivri amel elu le Moshe." Oh, it's Moshe. It's batei kuna v'leviya. It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So these two gemaras, he said, "Luchayra mamish," the same gemara. But now we understand a little bit better. It's not just that Rav holds the yivri amel elu le David. It's not just that Rav said, "By Aslan bought him is the Spitz, which is David Amelech, and it's batei malchus." But it's more than that. It's Rav the Asimi beis David. Rav the Asimi beis Shlomo. And it's for that reason, says Rav, maybe in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samech Chesamid Beis, that as it relates to Shlomo HaMelech when he's at his low, v'zeho yechol chelkim yikol amoli, what is it? It's Gundoy, it's his royal garb. With Melech v'hedyer, Melech v'hedyer v'melech, so he says it's mistaber to me that it was Melech v'hedyer v'melech, because that's what Rav would say, being that Rav was Mahapech B'schuse. How do you know that Rav came from David HaMelech? Because Rav Chia came from David HaMelech. K'sumbis Daf Samech Beis. And if Rav Chia came from David HaMelech, it means he came from David HaMelech as well. So what does that have to do with Ardaf? So says Rabbi Reuven Margolis that maybe that's this machloik is Rav and Shmuel as well. See, Ava machloik is Rav and Shmuel. It says in the Torah, like, come Navi Oid be Yisrael Kamosha. Does it mean only been a Vian? What about a Melech? Could there be a Melech that would be on the Madrega Moshe? And maybe even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, machloik is Rav and Shmuel. One held that it's possible that Shlomo HaMelech was greater than Moshe. One held that it's not possible that Shlomo HaMelech was greater than Moshe. He says, who do you think said what? He said, Rav that said, Le'ivri Alme Ela LeDavid. He said, Rav that said, Vayaslan Batim is not Moshe. Vayaslan Batim is Malchus Beis David. Rav was always Mahapech Beschus the David and he's Mahapech Beschus the Shlomo. He's Mahapech Beschus the Shlomo and our Sugi as well. And he says, Come Navi Yoy Bisrael Kamoshe Menavim Loikam. Avo B'Melachim, Avo B'Melachim Kam. But Shmulishitasa, you said, Layivri Alma Ela Lemoisha. And Shmulishitasa, you said, Vayaslan Batim is Fakir. It's Moisha and Ahar. Shmul was a Kayan. He didn't come from Dovin and Shleima. He didn't have that Nagias to be Mahapach Peschusa to Dovin and Shleima. Fakir. He came from Amram. He came from Ahar. So he's being Mahapach Peschusa to Moisha. And as a result, he says, Vlay, come Nabi Yabi Yisrael, come Moisha, not just Benavim. It's even Bemalachim, because there's not even a Melech that could be on this Madrega. It says Rav Reuven Margolis, and here's the punchline. He says, it could be, it's Mefurish in a Medrash. Because there's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Chukas. And the Medrash over there discusses the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech. And the Pasuk says, as it relates to Shlomo, Vayechkam Mikol HaAdam. That Shlomo HaMelech was so wise that he was Vayechkam Mikol HaAdam. He was literally the wisest man to ever live. And the Gemara darshins on this Pasuk, Vayechkam Mikol HaAdam, that he was smarter than who? Me'esan ha'ezrachi. He was smarter than Haman. He was smarter than Chalkoil. So the Gemara says, who's Esan ha'ezrachi? Ze Avram. It's referring to Avram. Shenemar maske le'esan ha'ezrachi. Haman ze Moshe. Haman was Moshe. Shenemar lo'ikein avdi Moshe. Ve'chalkoil ze Yosef. Shenemar ve'yechalkoil Yosef. So we have a medrash that says ve'yechka mikol adam. That Shlomo HaMelech was actually the wisest man. Now, when it comes to Shari Bina, which is what our sugi was talking about, Shlomo HaMelech was actually the wisest of all men. And he was wiser than who? He was wiser than Esan HaEzrachi. He was wiser than Haman and Chalkoil. Who's Haman? It's Moshe. So that means we have a Mefurish and Medrash that the Medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech was wiser even than Moshe. And even though they come to Avi Yisrael and Moshe, but we have a Medrash that Shlomo HaMelech was actually wiser. He was actually wiser than Moshe. But the question is, this medrash is a nameless medrash. It doesn't say who the author of this medrash is. It's just a medrash. Vayechka mikol adam. So who is the author of this medrash? So Rumi Gadol says, I don't know, but I have a pretty good clue. Because this medrash is predicated on a drasha. The drasha says, who was Esan Ezrachi? It was Avram Avinu. And who was Haman? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Gemara Masechtis, Bava Basra, Daf Yudal. We're going to end with this. The Gemara says, David Kosav Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim, Aidei Asaris Kenim. And he had 10 contributors. There were 10 Skenim that contributed to the writing of Sefer Tehillim. Adam Arishnoin, Malki Tzedek, Avram, Moshe, Haman, Yedusun, Asaf, and additionally, the Shloisha B'nai Kairach. That's what the Gemara says. Frank the Gemara, that how can you tell me that Moshe and Haman are two of the 10 people that contributed? Kachash of Moshe, the Kachash of Haman. You're counting Moshe and you're counting Haman. For Amar Rav, Rav said, Haman's a Moshe, then Haman is Moshe. Because Ksiv Hacha Haman, Ksiv Hacha B'chal Beisin Haman Hu. So the Gemara answers as Kash, and the Gemara says, Trey Haman Havav. That there must have been two people Hamans. Said Rav Reuven Margolis, this is his Pashid Mamish, incredible Bekias. He says, we have a Medrash that says, Vayechkam Shloima Mikol Adam. He was smarter even than who? Even than Haman. The Medrash says, who was Haman? It was Moshe. You know who the author of this Medrash is? It's Rav. Yeah, you know it's Rav, because Rav is the one that said in Bava Basra, Daf Tezvav, talked away, literally, on my Rav, Haman's Moshe. So how could you count Moshe? How could you count Haman? So if Haman is Moshe, that means the Pasuk just said that Shlomo HaMelech was wiser than Moshe. What do you mean? I thought we have a sugya. Moshe Rabbeinu was Memtes Sharibino, and Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be greater than him. So how could it be? It was Vayechkam. He was told you can't be greater than Moshe, because like, come Navi Yobi Yisrael, come Moshe. Ah, the Teretz is, Rav must be of the opinion that it's Minavim like come. Avo b'malachim, come. Oh, it's Gevaldik. This is Mamish Matim with the whole Shlichut Torah that this is Rav who came from Beis David, Rav that came in Beis Shloima, Rav was Mahapach Peschusa de David, who was Mahapach Peschusa de Shloima, Rav that said like Ivri Alma Elale David, Rav that says V'yaslam Batim is referring to Batim Malchus, Rav is the one that says that even though like come Navi Yobi Yisrael Kamashu, it's Benavim like come, Avol B'malachim come, and in fact, that's the Medrash. The Medrash says Vayechkam Mikol Adam, that Shloima HaMelech was wiser than Mikol Adam, and he was wiser than Haman. Who's Haman? Moshe? Who held Haman as Moshe? Rav and Bava Basra, Daf Tezvam, and that's Rav Lashitasai. Our sugya here in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. This is in the Sefer Shem Oilam from Ruvi Margolis. It's Ois Nun Gimel. And again, the whole idea of this Sefer was to give these Amayram a Shem Oilam. He said, if you say over memras and you don't say who said the memra, so you're missing out on Sifsois of David Vais Bekever. So he takes all these different chazals of Rav and Shmuel to create a Sifsois of David Vais Bekever.